This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All very happy now today. Last Sunday, we didn't do ourselves any justice, I don't think, as a team. You know, it was very poor, but we drew a line in the sand of it. I suppose the good thing about today's game is only 6 days on, and you don't have time to dwell on what happened last Sunday. And in fairness to the boys, Sunday evening, drew a line in the sand and kicked on for today. And what a battle it was out there. Castle Martyr, a team that are... I think they're unbeaten in a couple of years now, so it's good to get a win over, but they're a tough team and they'll have a big say in Championship 2 in 3 weeks' time. It's still all to play for in the group, I think.
Several big moments in the game. I thought your finish to both halves was very, very significant. You reacted very positively. You went to the dressing room, I'm sure, in good shape following that goal by Noel McNamara.
Oh yeah, it was a great strike from Noel. You know, he's well able to do that. But just for that, I think we were about 2 points down coming into the half-time, and we sort of won 2, and the boys, they kicked on from that, you know. And even though, in fairness, Castle Martin in the second half, they came out and started getting the scores again. But we got a penalty. I think Lukey Carey made a big difference coming into the forward there. Lukey's a bit not feeling well the last 2 weeks, but he's getting back now, and he contributed to 1-1. He was fouled for coming in and made a big difference, and Owen stuck it away, and it was a great goal and kind of lifted a bit of pressure a bit, even though a few icy moments there again at the end. But we saw it out. Look, there's great character in these lads, you know. They were very disappointed themselves after last week, but they showed a lot of pride in the jersey again today, and it's great for them.
You're an experienced team at this level. At times in this game, you probably had to dig deep on those resources of experience.
Oh, we did, yeah. Yeah, you know, as I said, Castle Martyr, it's their first year on the grade, like, and they even said they were to go, that it was a game they needed, you know, because last Sunday they said they didn't get much of a contest. But look, we did dig deep, you know. We've a lot of experienced lads there, and they dug deep, the likes of Nathan Byrne and Kieran Lane, fullback, did a good job, and Owen McGrath centre back. We knew that centre forward was very dangerous. I thought Owen McGrath did a great job in him. And then there'll be two young lads in midfield today, in fairness to them, like, they're only 19 and 20 with two of them, and I thought they heard very well, and they kind of ran out of steam, but they got going in the end, and you know, it's just great to get out of here, and the experience, I think, total in the end, maybe, but there's still plenty to play for in this group.
There's a bit of pace and a bit of zip about the team at various stages there. You showed that today.
Oh, there is. I must say, in fairness to Liam Carter for a Garrett, man, he has the boys in tip-top shape. A lot of people said after last Sunday that we're slow and we're not good enough. It's just, I think last Sunday was just, you got everything in one game. Everything was bad about us, our intensity, our fitness, our standing off in the back line. We gave them way too much space, and we knew we had to improve in that, and today we did. And yeah, the pace in the end, I think we had a bit more legs maybe in the end from, like, Owen Carey really came into it as well, and Brian Sheehan came into it, and I think we just had that bit more pace and zip in the forward line at the end, which kind of told us, was really, yeah.
It was a real Championship game last week, as you say. It got away from you very early on. Ballinhassig hit the ground running. This was a real Championship game, though, shoulder to shoulder all the way through.
Oh, it was, yeah. Look, we were a point down last week with 5 minutes to half time to Ballinhassig, and we knew we were playing poor. Said, man, we get him in dressing room, calm down. But by the time we got in there, we were 11 points down. We were conceding 1-7, and you're chasing the game then, and look, in fairness, a team like Ballinhassig not going to catch them. So today, yeah, it was nip and tuck the whole way. They took the lead, but I think once we took the lead in the first half, I don't think we ever lost it again. I think they got back to us at a point, but we kicked on again, and that was the main, we kept our nose in front, and thank God we were able to see it out over the line in the end. Yeah.
Finally, Pat, looking ahead now, you're obviously shoulder to shoulder with Castle Martyr on 2 points. Ballinhassig, a convincing win today, moving on to 4, so it's going to be a bit of a shootout. You've got to do your business, you've got to get the result now, obviously, next time out against Ballincollig to remain in contention.
Yeah, well, look, we just have to look after ourselves, you know. Ballinhassig and Castle Martyr, we can't do anything about that game. The result, if it does come down to 3 teams and 4 points, Ballinhassig have a fair scoring difference up against them now, and we didn't eat into the scoring difference Castle Martyr had today, so we really have to just win our own game, and hopefully other results might go your way, but we can't judge that. We can just do our own job, and for 3 weeks' time, hopefully we'll be ready for Ballincollig again. We'll get over the line against them and then worry about the results after. So all we're looking for is a win. Hopefully we get it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.